The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man." They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and those whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left. They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And this is the first time in a long time I've had the entire school here. Okay, so welcome to everybody. That was a very strange reading, yes or yes? Yes, very strange. Okay, you want to know why it was so strange? I could go around to your classes and explain it all, and maybe I will, but I won't do it right now. Instead, I'll just tell you. It's strange because we're at the end of the year. Let me explain. Everybody knows we start the brand new year with January 1st, yes? Yes, but did you know that in the church, we have a different calendar that does not begin with January 1st. It begins with the first Sunday of Advent, all right? Raise your hand if you already knew that. Now's the time to put up your hands and if you're smart. I knew that. I knew the new year started with Advent. Okay, that's only 2 weeks away. So as far as the church is concerned, this is the end of the year. And you know what the church always does at the end of the year? It gives us readings about the end of the world, like this. Okay? Very strange. Nobody knows when the end of the world is going to come. So you know what Jesus tells us to do? He tells us instead, be ready for the end of your life. He tells us over and over and over again, it's going to come like a big surprise. Nobody knows when it's going to come, but he says, don't be surprised that I told you that it would feel like a big surprise, okay? Three things. Number one, everybody's going to die. I know nobody likes to think about it, but it's a fact. All of us, everybody's going to die. Nobody gets to know when. And number three, God's going to judge us for what we've done. Going to happen to everybody. And since you don't know when, we're supposed to be ready. Can I tell you three little things today from the life of our saint to help you be ready? Okay? Three little things from the life of our saint. Number one, be generous in giving away what you have. You want to be ready for judgment? Be generous in giving what you have. Number two, be merciful to other people. Number three, forgive. Let me go through each one of those. First of all, be generous in giving what you have. Bible's really clear about this. People who were generous in helping those in need, God's going to be really gentle with them when they come up for judgment. Okay? So little story from the life of our saint, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. You know, she was a queen and a princess, and she lived in a castle about 800 years ago, right? Just think knights in shining armor. 800 years ago. Well, she wanted to help the poor. And she was giving bread every day to the poor. She goes to her husband, the king. "Can I do something more than just giving bread to the poor?" Husband says, "No, that's enough. Just give them bread." She goes, "Okay, I'll just give them bread." So you know what she did? She went back into the castle and she took a stack of gold coins. And to every loaf of bread is as big, and she dropped a gold coin into the loaf of bread. She gave out, well, here's your bread, here's your bread, here's your bread. And the poor people, they found a gold coin in their loaf of bread. She was very creative in giving away what she had. Be generous, and God will be generous to you. Can I tell you another story? This one is not from Elizabeth's life. Believe it or not, this one's from my life. Is that okay? Okay. Did I tell you the story of when I was trick-or-treating and somebody stole my candy? Never tell you that story? Okay, so once upon a time, I'm 6 years old. That makes me, what, a kindergartner, first grader? Believe it or not, I used to be that big. Trick-or-treating, and somebody runs out of the darkness, steals my bag of candy and runs away into the darkness, never found it again. Was I upset? Very upset. But you know what happened? I went back home, and my brother and my sister and their two friends, who were all going trick-or-treating together, emptied their candy onto the floor, and they all gave me a share of their stuff. That's generous. All right? Be generous in giving away what you have. And when the time comes for God to judge you, you're going to be ready. Number two, be merciful. You know the very best way to be merciful? Make it very simple. Be careful how much you criticize other people. I found this to be true in kids. They're not so good when it comes to criticizing. They criticize one another behind their backs. They criticize one another right to their faces. And these days, they get on the computer. I hope that this doesn't happen to any of you. They get on the computer, they say the meanest things to one another about their on the computer. If you want the judgment to go well for you, don't criticize other people. Be merciful. Put yourself in their shoes and say about them what you wish somebody would say about you behind your back. Jesus told us, blessed are those who show mercy, mercy shall be theirs. Number three is forgive. Let me tell you something from the life of our saint for the day, Saint Elizabeth. When she was 6 years old, somebody killed her mother right in front of her face. Not very nice. When she was 20 years old, brand new married queen of Hungary, right? She's a royal queen now. Somebody killed her husband. So she had a hard life. And after they killed her husband, the new king came into the castle and kicked Elizabeth out of the castle. You can't live here anymore. And nobody would help her, because they were afraid that if they helped the old queen, that the new king would be mad at them. So nobody helped her, and she had to live in a barn. Try to imagine that, right? Taking jobs wherever she could get it, living in a barn, nobody helped her. Now, what did Elizabeth do after they did such mean things to her? What did she do? Did she say, I'm gonna get them, I'm gonna get even with them, I'm gonna make them pay? No. The world around you might tell you to treat people like that when they've done something wrong to you. I don't know, maybe the music tells you to treat people like that. Maybe the movies, maybe the TV tells you to treat people like that. Jesus does not tell you to treat people like that. What does Jesus tell you to do when somebody does something to hurt you? He tells you to forgive them. And would you believe this? Every time we say the Mass, now listen to this, we're going to say the Our Father. And there's a line in the Our Father I want you to sit up and take notice. It says, God, forgive me of my sins, trespasses, just as much as I forgive other people. You want the judgment to go well for you when the time comes? Learn how to just get in the habit. Just learn how to forgive. So, everybody's going to die. Nobody knows when that's going to happen. Everybody's going to be judged by God. But if you want that moment to go well, be generous, be merciful, be forgiving. Okay? Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, pray for us.